The reintegration of the archetypal feminine into our understanding of religious experience is the most important psychological task facing our culture at the end of the 20th century and the beginning of the 21st. The most important task. In order to understand this, we'll trace the repression of the archetypal feminine in the creed, code, and cult of Christianity, and we will seek to explore means of reintegrating the archetypal feminine into contemporary Christianity. This morning, I'd like to start, or share with you this morning, four dreams of four feminine persons. Then I would like to share four stories and or myths about feminine persons. A myth is a story that has a window to the divine. A story is a story. But if it's a myth, what it tells us is that at one particular time, or once upon a time, the extraordinary jumped into the ordinary. The other came into normal time. Once upon a time, if you want to use the scriptural word for that, the Koine Greek word, we're dealing with a word called kairos. If you read the New Testament in Greek, many times stories of Jesus are told, and in the beginning it says, at that time Jesus said. Now it's very interesting. In English we have a word, time. But in Greek, they make a distinction between two types of time. The first is called chronos, from the god. Okay? And we have chronometers and so on and so forth. And that's normal time. And the second word for time is kairos. Kairos. That time is the time in which the extraordinary jumps into or out of, depending on whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, the ordinary. It's the time of that's kairos. Chronos is waiting in your local grocery store at the checking out time. That's kairos. It's waiting for a bus. It's waiting for your spouse. That's all of the time that is ordinary and not extraordinary. And so, we're going to tell four stories about, / myths, some will be stories, some will be myths, about feminine persons. I'd like to talk about imaging gender complexes and what that means. And we're going to have to get into some words like sex and gender and feminine and masculine and archetype and complex. Because we must make distinctions that have not been made before. And because these distinctions of experience, not just cognitive, distinctions of the head and the heart have not been made, whole parts of humanity have been crushed because no one hearted it out or thought it out or made the distinctions. And so we have to do that now. It's hard work, but it's necessary work. And it's, again, not just in the head, it's also distinctions of the heart that are important.